Good evening. For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry. Beginning with international news, Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered the start of a pullout of the Russian military from Syria. During a meeting in the Kremlin with his defense and foreign ministers, Putin says the pullout of forces should start on Tuesday, having largely achieved their aims. He also ordered the country's diplomatic efforts to be stepped up to secure a peace deal in Syria. The move was announced as UN-backed peace talks between the warring sides in Syria have resumed in Geneva. The country has been mired in conflict for over 5 years, and as Jocelyn Sampira reports, one in three Syrian children has known only war.
Millions of children have grown up too fast and way ahead of time, says Dr. Peter Salama, UNICEF's regional director for the Middle East and Africa. As the war continues, children are fighting an adult war. They're dropping out of school, and many are forced into labor while girls are marrying early, he warns. UNICEF found that most of the children recruited by armed forces and groups were boys between 15 and 17 years old. But since 2014, all parties to the conflict have recruited children at much younger ages, some as young as 7 and often without parental consent. Furthermore, nearly 7 million children are living in poverty, making their childhood one of loss and deprivation. However, it's not too late for Syria's children, adds Dr. Salama, pointing to a UNICEF project to get kids back in school called No Lost Generation Initiative. The agency's asking for a little over $1 billion from the global community to give children learning opportunities. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.
In other international news, Turkey is bombing Kurdish targets and rounding up dozens of militants at home. This after a suicide car bombing in the heart of the country's capital. The Turkish prime minister says there are strong indications that Sunday's attack was carried out by rebels in the Kurdistan Workers' Party. The attack further complicates Turkey's place in the region as it battles a number of enemies across its borders. This includes the Syrian government, Kurdish rebels in Syria and Iraq, and the Islamic State group. The UN Security Council is condemning the attacks in Ivory Coast over the weekend. It left 18 people dead, including 15 civilians. The council is calling for the perpetrators and organizers of the attack to be brought to justice. Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb has claimed responsibility. Sunday's attack left the resort town of Grand Bassam and all of Ivory Coast reeling from its first Islamic extremist attack. Grand Bassam is a UNESCO World Heritage Site and a popular destination. President Alassane Ouattara's government began work Monday to tighten security and prevent similar violence. Macedonia's army and police are detaining hundreds of migrants and refugees who crossed the border from Greece. More than 2,000 people crossed the frontier on Monday, braving torrential rain and rough terrain after being stranded in Greece by Balkan border closures. The refugees also waded across a fast-flowing river before breaching a break in a border fence to reach Macedonia. President Barack Obama says he's looking forward to his historic trip to Cuba, which begins on Sunday. He'll be joined by House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi. More than a dozen Democratic and Republican members of the House will join them on the trip. It will mark the first time a sitting president has set foot in Cuba in more than 80 years. In December 2014, the U.S. and Cuba reopened diplomatic channels, this as the administration pressed to move past a Cold War standoff with the communist nation. And you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York.
We are going to take our country back from those people. They do nothing. They do nothing.
Senator Elizabeth Warren is calling on decent people everywhere to denounce Donald Trump. She says the GOP presidential frontrunner continues to grow into a bigger, uglier threat every day. She put up her statement in a Facebook post Monday afternoon. In the first 10 minutes after it was posted, the message was shared thousands of times. She writes, "There's a history of demagogues calling those they disagree with terrorists and using that as justification for intimidation and violence. And that history is ugly and dangerous. There's also a history of people staying quiet for too long, hoping the best, but watching silently as the threat metastasizes. Donald Trump is a bigger, uglier threat every day that goes by. And it's time for decent people everywhere, Republican, Democrat, Independent, to say, no more Donald. There's no virtue in silence."
I hesitate to say this because I really don't like to disparage public officials, but Donald Trump is a pathological liar.
Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders at a town hall Sunday evening in Columbus, Ohio.
We have never, our campaign does not believe and never will encourage anybody to disrupt anything. We have millions of supporters. People do what they do. People have the right to protest. I happen not to believe that people should disrupt anybody's meetings. But let me say something about Mr. Trump. Some of you may have read just a few hours ago that Mr. Trump said that he is prepared to pay the legal costs of an individual who sucker punched somebody at a recent event. He's going to pay the legal fees of somebody who committed a terrible act of violence. What that means is that Donald Trump is literally inciting violence with his supporters. He is saying, if you go out and beat somebody up, that's okay. I'll pay the legal fees. That is an outrage, and I would hope that Mr. Trump tones it down big time and tells his supporters that violence is not acceptable in the American political process.
Senator Sanders. So I interviewed Senator Marco Rubio this morning, and he told me he's also very concerned about the tone that Donald Trump has at his rallies. And Senator Rubio told me that he is, quote, very concerned about the tone to the degree that he's worried that somebody might actually lose their life. Are you concerned that way?
You know, Jake, you heard this one individual who sucker punched somebody.
Right.
And if he's quoted correctly, what he said, well, you know, why did you punch him up? Well, he might be a terrorist, and next time I might have to kill him. I think that's roughly the quote.
That's exactly what he said.
That's what he said. And this is the guy that Trump is going to be paying legal fees for? What that is essentially saying, my friends, is an incitement to violence. You go beating up somebody, it's okay. We'll pay the legal fees. That is unacceptable, and I think Senator Rubio has a legitimate concern. We got to put an end to this. Trump has got to get on the TV and tell his supporters that violence in the political process in America is not acceptable. End of discussion.
Well, I think all Americans should be concerned.
Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, also at a town hall in Columbus, Ohio, says Trump is running a very cynical campaign, pitting groups of Americans against one another.
He is trafficking in hate and fear. He is playing to our worst instincts rather than our angels of our better nature. He actually incites violence in the way that he urges his audience on, you know, talking about punching people, offering to pay legal bills. And then on the specifics, you know, we know that he has been incredibly bigoted towards so many groups. He talks about deporting 11, 12 million immigrants. We're a nation built on immigrants. He talks about preventing Muslims from coming into our country. We believe in religious freedom. There's just so much of what he's doing that I think we all have to reject because it is so at odds with our values. You don't make America great by tearing down everything that made America great. Mm-hmm. And so let's stand up and with one voice reject that.
Over security concerns, the Trump people canceled a rally in Chicago Friday evening.
Yesterday in Chicago, 25,000 people coming. We were going to have 15,000 outside. We had speakers set up, 10,000 inside, and we had disruptors. I call them not protesters. I call them disruptors. They had all professionally made signs. They're holding them up. It says Bernie on them. Bernie, good old Bernie. You know, he was a lousy senator for a long time. All of a sudden, he runs. He didn't do a damn thing in the Senate. And you have Hillary. You have some Hillary signs up. And Hillary, frankly, let's face it, you look at what's going on in the primaries, you look at what, they're down 35%. There's no excitement whatsoever.
What's missing as Chicago protesters stood outside the Trump rally before it was canceled is that protesters weren't just protesting Trump. They were also protesting DA Anita Alvarez, who delayed video for 13 months of a Chicago cop gunning down Laquan McDonald, and Chicago's complicit mayor, Rahm Emanuel. Chicago resident Jeremy Shuey tells us there are many people who don't feel their voices are being heard.
I mean, I have heard from the other side, you know, oh, you can organize for Trump and march against Trump, but you can't do anything for black-on-black crime, which is absolutely incorrect. There are rallies, there are protests every day, every week for the crime that's going on the South Side, which is horrible. But a lot of media doesn't like covering that. That's not what's making the headlines. Though somebody else got shot in the South Side, and there's a parade of mothers on the South Side protesting that. But that obviously isn't getting the page views that, you know, a bunch of scary kids who want free college protesting against Trump, who's going to make America great again. And I think there are just a lot of voices I don't think are heard. I mean, there's rhetoric coming from Trump and other candidates in the Republican Party that said you're you know, you guys just want free stuff, you know, you're Mexican, you need to go back where you came from. I mean, someone at the Kansas City rally was yelling at people to go to Auschwitz. I'm 36, and I, you know, voted in quite a few elections, and I have never seen this before, and honestly, it's very scary.
By Saturday evening, Donald Trump had trumped up the rhetoric inside a Kansas City rally. He said he wants protesters arrested. Outside, as protesters gathered, they were quiet for a while, according to citizen journalist Chris Stokes. They were told not to go onto the street, but a group of demonstrators linked arms and went into the streets.
They backed into the streets. They weren't going out to be violent or riot, more kind of a civil disobedience type of situation. You can see in the video the police then come towards them, start kind of pushing them back. An officer on a horse started using the horse to physically push against them. My original tweet of the video was at the police, because the vast majority of people were staying on the sidewalk and just watching what was going on and being nonviolent, noncombative, and the police then started to pepper spray the people in the street, and then at least one officer started walking up the sidewalk and just pepper spraying everybody that was standing there.
And you went and you tweeted to the Kansas City Police Department to show exactly what was happening.
Exactly. I you know, my original tweet was just to the Kansas City Police Department saying, you know, this is what's happening, and specifically that pepper spraying the people on the sidewalk was out of line.
And tell us about the demonstrators. Who were the people out there who were opposing Trump?
You know, it was a really diverse crowd. There was people of all, you know, ethnicities, races. Everybody kind of has a different reason. There were people holding, you know, pro-immigration signs or signs saying, you know, I'm Mexican and not a rapist. There was a group of Muslims holding signs saying we are not terrorists. Some Bernie supporters, some presumably Hillary supporters, and then some who just probably don't support anybody but just can't stand the racism and rhetoric that comes from Trump.
Meanwhile, House Speaker Paul Ryan says candidates must accept responsibility for clashes that occur at their campaign events and should never condone or encourage violence.
I drew a picture of a Republican presidential candidate, Donald Trump, with a very small manhood, if you want to call it that. And what prompted it was that I don't believe that your genitals define your power, your status, or your gender.
Gender-fluid artist Ilma Gore is being censored by Facebook, and she's being threatened by people who say they are from the Trump campaign.
I have been banned off of Facebook constantly since the post. I've been reached out by a third party that says that if I don't take my website, my Facebook down, and the image, that I'll they had identified themselves as Trump's legal personnel, and they told me that if I didn't take it down, that I face legal action against me, to which I made it free on my website for anyone to use. And I have been, my Twitter settings have changed to no one can see my images, and eBay has taken down my auction 3 times now. I've tried to auction off the original for charity, and they've taken it down, saying it doesn't constitute as fine art.
Gore says her drawing of Trump was done a few days before the all-too-public discussion about manhood was bandied about by the Republicans. Gore says there's no way she's taking down the image of Trump. For more, go to ilmagore.com. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.